Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's Duke versus Carolina, so you can throw out the record book, right? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. When we had the old Carlisle Cup all-sports competition between UNC and Duke, you could always count on the Tar Heels to struggle with the Blue Devils in their annual three-game baseball series, no matter how much better one team was than the other. Or should I say how much better Carolina was? Well, Coach Fox says the series resumes this weekend in Chapel Hill. If we're going to throw the record book out the window, someone's got to take a pretty accurate shot. Listen to these comparative statistics. The top-ranked Tar Heels have a 36-2 record. Yep, that's right, 36-2. They are 15-2 in the ACC. They hit .318 as a team and have scored 345 runs. They've hit 34 homers and driven in 303 runs. Their pitching ERA is 2.22 and hold opposing teams to a 205 batting average. Now Duke, which is 22-17 and 8-10 in the ACC. The Blue Devils hit .286 as a team and have scored only 226 runs with just 16 taters in 39 games. Their team ERA is 4.0 and allow opposing batters to hit for a .254 average. So how do you spell sweep? That's what it has to be and what it better be at the Bosch this weekend, because Carolina is not only a lot better than Duke, the Heels are a lot better than most college baseball teams, heading for two home series in the NCAA tournament and likely their sixth College World Series in the last 8 years. But it's Duke, guys, so let's not let up for one pitch or one swing. The Dukies have rarely been very good in baseball, but always seem to give Carolina a game. Winning one of the three this weekend against 400-hitting Colin Moran and company would be like, well, another Final Four in basketball. So let's pound them at the plate and baffle them on the mound. And after Sunday's game, 39-2 will sound pretty sweet. Plus, all kidding aside, it's for a really good cause. After Sunday's game, both teams will come together on the field and collectively shave their heads to support the Versus Cancer Foundation, started by former Tar Heel catcher and cancer survivor Chase Jones. What a beautiful gesture, and even more meaningful for this reason. The Tar Heels will have already scalped the Blue Devils over three games anyway. This is Archansky. See ya.